The Deeds of the Disturber by Elizabeth Peters. Chapter 1. In a great many respects, I count myself among the most fortunate of women. To be sure, a cynic might point out that this was no great distinction in the 19th century of the Christian era, when women were deprived of most of the inalienable rights claimed by men. This period of history is often known by the name of the sovereign, and although no one respects the crown more than Amelia Peabody Emerson, honesty compels me to note that Her Gracious Majesty's ignorant remarks about the sex she adorned did nothing to raise it from the low esteem in which it was held. I digress. I am unable to refrain from doing so, for the wrongs of my oppressed sisters must always waken a flame of indignation in my bosom. How far are we, even now, from the emancipation we deserve? When, oh when, will justice and reason prevail, and women descend from the pedestal on which man has placed her, in order to prevent her from doing anything except standing perfectly still, and take her rightful place beside him? Heaven only knows. But as I was saying, or was about to say, I was fortunate enough to o'erleap, or some might say burst through, the social and educational barriers to female progress erected by jealous persons of the opposite sex. Having inherited from my father both financial independence and a thorough classical education, I set out to see the world. I never saw the world. I stayed my steps in Egypt, for in the antique land of the pharaohs I found my destiny. Since that time, I have pursued the profession of archaeology. And though modesty prevents me from claiming more than is my due, I may say that my contributions to that profession have not been incomplete.